The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take her soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
I am so excited to be back with Alisa Vanderheim. Y'all heard her episode on Monday. We talked all about the magic of rolling up the welcome mat, which she co-produced with Kelsey Ballerini and co-wrote with her, and just how she got into songwriting, the wave and ride of the magic of songwriting. And your story is incredible. It was so fun to talk to you. But now we have a bonus episode.
Let's go.
Where we're going to answer some burning questions. So are you ready?
I'm so ready.
I'm so ready.
Hey, Alisa, okay. I was wondering, as a songwriter, you obviously work with a lot of other songwriters and co-writes and things. Do you ever feel like someone has taken an idea that you had and kind of jacked it and then written a song that began as your idea in the room together?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
Honestly, that's a concern I had all the time, like when I came up.
Really and, scared to share?
Yeah, scared to share, like wondering if someone would steal my ideas. I don't really experience that.
Do you feel like anyone ever stole your ideas?
I don't think so.
So are you scared to share now?
No.
You're not? I'm always when people like put little clips on like TikTok or Instagram of a song they've just written, like what if someone hears that and then they just go write a song really too with that whole
thing?
They
could, but like what are the chances it's going to be a hit?
Yeah. And you know yours
you
will
know
be.
You know what I mean?
Yours is going to be a hit.
I'm just saying,
yes, it will.
I'm just saying, sorry. I don't know. People are pretty, like, respectful in town.
You think?
I think. But, like, I guess you never know, but, yeah.
So you don't worry about it anymore.
I don't really worry about it, but I'm also, like, not on social media, like, exposing my ideas a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you keep them close to your vest until they're ready to come out?
Yeah, yeah. And but also, like, a lot of my ideas start as, like, tracks or, like, vibes instead of, like, concepts sometimes, so.
You are such a vibe queen.
They've been calling me the groove masseuse lately.
The groove masseuse? That's the best name.
Oh,
can you please get a little hashtag or like get a little title? You should just put that on your Instagram. The groove masseuse.
Producer tag, like at the beginning of your song, groove masseuse.
The groove masseuse. Like I'm bringing the grooves. What is that voice? I'm trying to be cool. I'm so not cool. Like you're so cool. I feel like you and Kelsey are so cool. Like y'all's whole group is so cool. Y'all just talk cool. You are cool. You dress cool.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You just like some people just know how to be cool. Like you're just cool.
We're just happy.
Just happy.
You're just happy.
You're just happy. You're
happy
just,
to be here.
Happy to be here. The group is serious. Okay, so you're not really worried about people infringing on your ideas.
I personally, but that was a concern I had all the time starting out. So
Have you kind of just let go of all your anxiety now? Like things
honestly,
that you-
that's kind of a silver line of like the anxiety from last year. I'm just like, eh.
Everyone really cares much. Listening on the podcast, Alisa was saying how she had some anxiety just from being so deeply vulnerable with rolling up the welcome mat. Like kind of really, it was beautiful, but like because of it, it created-
Slightly crippling.
Slightly crippling, but like once you get through that, mm-hmm. maybe it's actually a freedom to be like, well, I made it through that.
Yeah.
I guess I can make it through anything and I don't really have to worry about all the stuff that I worried about.
And it kind of like bled into other areas of my life too. Like even like eating a cheeseburger like for too many days in a row, I'm like, I don't really care. Like I know I'm like shouldn't do this, but like
I'm not gonna
I'll figure it out. Like I'll work it out.
Would you used to stress out about that?
Kind of. Or at least I would just be like so like on my shit. And now I'm like, I don't actually care. Like I'll be fine.
Now you're just gonna flow.
People will love me if I'm 5 pounds heavier or 5 pounds lighter.
Oh, you know definitely. What I mean? But you're so healthy. I was thinking you were thinking about your body would be upset. Because your body's so clean and pure. Because you grew up organic.
My body's a temple.
Well, your body's a temple and you grew up with chiropractic parents and
it's actually so ironic because when I'm like doing in the middle of a record, I've like picked up the habit of like smoking a lot of cigarettes.
Does it just help you relieve all your energy?
Yeah, it's like it's for my brain. But it's like I do it in phases, like only when I'm like in the studio, like certain times.
I believe that if you do something with full love in your heart, it's not bad for you.
I agree. Fully healthy. Cigarettes are good for you. If you
if you're like fully appreciating the cigarette, you're like, this cigarette is calming me down. I mean, I am not promoting smoking and I don't think Alisa is either, but it's like
follow your heart
in a moment and time when you're using it just to like be creative,
be intentional.
Maybe it's not bad.
Life is short.
Yeah. Eat the cheeseburger, smoke the cig.
Yeah.
Children, don't do that. But you know, when you're writing an album.
Yeah.
We have another question.
So obviously this project was very healing and personal for Kelsey. Was there ever any thought about how it would affect her ex?
Oh. Absolutely.
There was.
Honestly, like she got a lot of backlash for like not feeling like she didn't like consider him or something. But like firsthand, we were in the studio. She was very adamant about like being intentional with not being overly hurtful.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was a top priority.
For sure. Because she knew. She knew it was how it was going to affect him and like people would feel and everything like that. Like she didn't hate him at all.
Mm.
You know, it was not like a hate thing. It was definitely like there's a really fine line between like telling your truth and then with all honesty and not holding back. But then like that's probably going to hurt someone. It's probably going to hurt your ex. It will probably suck for him to hear that.
And for it to be out in the whole world. Yeah,
like there's not really a way to like make it perfect so that they don't get hurt and that you fully expose your truth.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be a little bit of an overlap.
So that's the choice that she had to make and that you made with her to be like, we're going to go in as respectfully as possible.
As respectfully as possible. Absolutely.
While sharing the full truth of Kelsey's side.
Yeah. And I think Kelsey was also really like adamant about owning responsibility when it was due too. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, it was a two-way street, you know? Like, it wasn't all his fault at times. She definitely had, you know, parts and things, so, like...
Very mature about it.
Yeah. Not I mean, like she wasn't blaming it all on him.
Yeah. It just, like, the shoe doesn't fit anymore.
But there was definitely thought towards that, for sure.
Because that is a fine line, because he's an artist, and he's a public figure, and...
Absolutely. And a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just it ran its course. Did they ever... communicate after both of them released albums about each other? Or was the album, the music did the talking?
I think,
they said all they needed to say in their songs.
Hopefully one day they'll be able to like have a little combo, but I think
they got all they needed from each other's songs about it.
Yeah.
Because he wrote some songs too.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like Captain Morgan has something to say.
Yeah, I just was thinking, obviously Kelsey's a super public figure. She is the artist, so she has to think through that lens when she's putting out the music.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to know who it's about. Whereas you're a songwriter, are you just bearing it all out there about your exes and things, knowing that you're not going to be the face of that song?
Like when I'm just writing in general?
Yeah, when you're writing songs
usually like my love life is just like inspiration. I'm not like writing directly about people, but yeah, I would say I can take a back seat. Like I can just like say whatever I want.
So you don't have exes reaching out being like, I saw that Blake Shelton cut.
I can't believe you said that when we drove in the car and I was riding shotgun and you did this and that. And the lyric,
you had
that
a dog and a beer.
That was me. And you said it in the song.
Well, thankfully, I have other writers that can take the fall.
So you kind of get to hide out.
Yeah, exactly. Backseat.
Except for with the Kelsey one, it was a little more exposed because it's just you two.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sure. It was her divorce album.
Yeah.
But still.
But I was complicit.
You're right there. I mean, you're like, what do they say? What is their song? If you go down, I'm going down with you. I mean, y'all are going down. It's a team effort
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love it so much. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for giving us a behind the scenes
Always.
Of what it's like to be like the producer and co-writer and friend and like backboard of an artist who's like writing something deeply personal. Like that's a really intimate, important job that you play. You know, it's a very special role. And I can see why you're the groove masseuse because you just ride the groove, you know, you just keep the vibe right.
Thank you for keeping the flow.
I see you. Groove masseuse, like you know, maybe a tattoo, maybe on your like Instagram handle, you know,
I like that.
I'm just saying.
Thank you so much for joining.
Have such a great time going to Charleston.
Yeah.
Going to Charleston and writing some more.
A little sunshine, a little beach.
Some more
palm trees.
Magical songs coming our way. Okay. Anything, where can people find you? Anything we need to know? Give us any details.
I'm on Instagram. My handle is like my name, Alyssa Vanderheim.
Which is not confusing at all. It's not like Alyssa.
It's not super long.
And it can be said another way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alyssa Vanderheim.
Alyssa Vanderheim, A-L-Y-S-A. Yeah. That's about it.
We'll tag you in the show notes. Okay. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.